Kingston. Kingston, wake up.
What? Belle? You kicked me.
You out like a soup can boxer.
And why is it so hot? Why is my throat so dry?
Look around. We're in the Sahara.
Why would we be there?
Kingston, were you really hit on the head that hard?
What are you talking about? Ow! There's a lump on my head the size of a cricket ball.
Can't you hear our plane burning around us? We crash-landed.
Crash-landed?
Shot down, more like. It was quite exciting, to be honest. The propeller went bust, the engine caught fire, one of the wings damn nearly fell clean off. The fact that neither of us is dead is all thanks to my unparalleled skills as a pilot. You should be thanking me, really. I saved our bloody lives.
Just so we can die in the desert?
Well, if you're going to be a pessimist...
Who shot us down?
Who do you think? Cat Udane.
Cat Udane? The leader of the Flying Banshees? But I thought you and Belle had beaten her when you stole the crystal.
You think everything just gets wrapped up in a nice little bow, do you? That's not how life works, darling.
I know that. It's just...
It's just?
It's just... I kind of hoped you had, you know...
Don't you worry. Belle took care of Udane eventually. But that's not the story I'm telling today. This one's about something else.
You didn't tell me how Belle ended up in the desert. You also haven't told me why we stole Mom's car.
You want to hear this story or not?
Fine, but if we get caught, I'm blaming you.
That is completely fair. Now buckle up. I'm getting in the express lane. Anyway, where was I? Oh yes, Belle and Kingston had crash-landed in the Sahara, and I was... Well, I was going to get...
Help! Help!
I'm sorry, miss. You are...
I'm a friend of Archilanley.
Master Gregario has not permitted any friends. Not since the incident in Monaco. He is, as the lower classes say, grounded.
Isn't he a little old to be grounded?
Master Gregario is very particular about how Master Gregario is raised.
Which Master Gregario are we talking about? You know what? It doesn't matter. I need to talk to Archilanley. I need his help. Tell him that Madeline...
Yes, I know who you are. Short, mousy hair, boys' clothing, the Bernassi girl.
This isn't boys' clothing.
Close enough.
Fine then. If you're going to be rude, out of my way.
Mademoiselle, I must insist that you...
Archie! Hey, Archie! Damn it, where is he? Archie!
Madeline? What are you doing here?
Never mind that. Do your parents have a boat?
Of course. They haven't used it since the yachting craze died down a few years ago,
a
but...
yacht? Perfect! Then I don't have to worry about keys to steal it.
That is a benefit. Wait, what?
I need to borrow your boat.
Why do you need to borrow my boat?
Look, I'm in a bit of a hurry, so if we could knock off the whole repeat after me deal, that would be great. Here's the gist of it. Belle and Kingston got themselves shot down in Africa, and I need a boat to get me across the Mediterranean, so then I can get a plane and then save them from what will most likely be certain death.
Wait, if you're here, then how did you know they were shot down in Africa?
Because I sold the very beautiful dress I bought for your parents' ball, and used what little money I got to buy myself a radio, which I then used to... Look, does it matter? Can I use your boat or not?
Only if I can help you.
Archie, that's sweet, but it's far too...
Dangerous? I laugh at danger.
Master Gregorio! Ah! Sir, may I remind you of the details of your confinement vis-a-vis guests? And that you are expected to attend a soiree with your parents this evening. And that you are to scrub the Bentley until it shines as clear as...
If I let you come, it'll piss off the penguin, right?
Penguin?
Absolutely.
Then fine. You can come. If you can keep up.
Woohoo! Just let me change out of my pajamas.
No time! If you're in, then you're in. Hurry up! We have to get to Belle before it's too late.
Okay, so What do we need to do?
Well, next we need to talk to a dangerous criminal.
Wait, what?
This is the point where you laugh in the face of danger.
Well, the master is going to whip me again, isn't he? Might as well deserve it. Where has her ladyship tucked away the cooking sherry?
There. As good a metal shanty as one can build out of a crash-landed plane. It should keep the sun off us, at least. Though looking at my legs, I could probably stand a tan.
Careful on the canteen. No telling when help will show. How long have we been out here anyway?
You mean, how long were you unconscious? 3 hours, give or take. Sun should be going down in another 2. We'll start moving then. We're not too far from the coast, so we'll head north. Should run into a town eventually. If we're careful, we've enough water to last us until morning.
You don't think we should stay here?
Knowing you, Dane, she'll come back to make sure she's finished the job. We're safe for moving. What a waste of a perfectly good lean-to.
Well, until then, stop pacing and sit down in the shade. You're making me antsy.
I'll thank you not to criticize your savior. Ugh, what I wouldn't give for a dram of Glenlivet.
Here, it's my special brew. Nothing fancy, but it'll at least take the edge off for a little while. Just don't guzzle it. Alcohol and heat don't mix well.
Ugh! Ugh! I'm more worried it'll burn a hole in my gut. That's basically the fire of Hades mixed with a bad back rash. What did you put in this?
Mostly engine fuel. And some other ingredients that are technically illegal.
Wait a minute. You're just trying to get me to stick around. Nice try. But I'll stick with the water from now on.
Ho, ho, ho! Am I the first person to find a drink too terrible for even the great Belle Bernassi?
Don't get too excited. I saw through your plan. And if we don't get out of this mess soon, we'll be little more than dry bones in the sand.
Speaking of which, you do know that Madeline's going to mount some kind of rescue mission, yes?
She is just silly enough to do that.
Or brave.
Same thing.
She takes after you, Belle.
That we can agree on.
Okay, okay, we're on a boat. We're out to sea. Everything is fine. I don't need to worry about what my parents will do to me. Don't need to know what the hell is going on.
Archer Lanley! Your language is deteriorating rapidly. I'd almost think I'm having a bad influence on you.
Madeline, my apologies, but when you said we were going to be meeting with a dangerous criminal...
I did!
I feel as though you're skipping several details.
Only the non-pertinent ones.
Madeline, I'm here to help you. You could at least tell me what happened.
Belle and Kingston were on some kind of secret mission. They didn't say what. All they told me was that I couldn't go with them. They treated me like I'm a kid, like always.
You mean you didn't like being kept in the dark?
You're cute when you're clever. Don't do it again.
You think I'm cute?
I already told you about the radio, right? Well, anyway, I was able to pick them up again once they got close to Sicily.
You spied on them?
Spied is such an ugly word. I would say I was being proactively protective.
My mother does that. I call it spying.
Whatever you want to call it. I heard their distress calls, and their coordinates, and their crash. I went to you once the radio feed went dead.
Oh, Madeline. That must have been horrible.
It was. They get to have all the fun.
Fun? Madeline, I'm not sure you understand what this could mean.
Oh, I completely understand. It means I'm stuck having to rescue them. Again!
I want this ship flyable. Have everyone you can spare on it. I want to be back in the air in no more than 5 hours.
Captain!
And I want the guns loaded. Whatever we have, I want it.
Catherine!
I told you to never call me Catherine!
Cat, you have to tell me what happened. You disappeared overnight on our only flyer that survived the island mission, and then you fly back in, shot to hell without so much as an explanation?
I had a run-in with Bernassi.
Bernassi? I thought we agreed we would stay away from Bernassi until we were at full.
That woman cost me more than just money. She cost me our organization's credibility. Lieutenant LaPelle doesn't pay us for our attitude. He pays us
full. Lopel doesn't matter. There are plenty of others.
She cost me my face, Sophia. My face.
Kat, I know, but there's too much at stake here. Bernassi is just one woman. One woman with more enemies than you can spit at. If you don't kill her, someone else will. It's only a matter of time.
That's not good enough. I need to be the one who kills her. I need to be the one who stabs her in the heart and stares into her eyes as she bleeds out. And I won't stop trying until I have her head on a spike.
So, she isn't dead then? You went through all that trouble and... is Bernassi dead?
I'm going to make certain she is.
All right, we should get moving. The sun's gone down.
Is that what's happened? I just thought you had suddenly found a fan.
Yes. It's perched right on top of the car with 10 gallons of water. Get off the ground and grab that bag. It has what's left of our rations in it. I was able to nab some canvas from the hold. We could use it as a tent later.
Bag is heavy enough, though. You stockpiling heavy weaponry?
No more arguing, Kingston. Or speaking, for that matter. We're wasting the moisture in our breath.
You sure you want to be doing this?
Kingston, what did I just say?
Any other day, I'd almost think this would be quite lovely. Two of us just walking and talking like we're real people.
Minus the sand, I'd almost believe we were in Paris.
Yes, if only. How far is the closest town?
You're not going to shut up, are you? Fine. Can't say for certain. It'll be a while at least. But we'll keep moving until we can't. I don't want Udane to find us.
Udane? Remind me who she is again?
Come on, Kingston. You know who Udane is.
Do I? I seem to recall I wasn't exactly part of your little escapade with her. Why was that, I wonder?
Kingston, now is not really the time. What did I say about talking?
Oh, I remember now. It was because you had gotten involved with that lout. Mark again.
I wasn't involved with him. I was simply using him.
The fact that you even took the time to help him after everything he did to you.
I didn't exactly help him.
Yes, I'm aware of that. But do you know how I found out?
Madeline.
From Yes! I had to find out from your niece, Belle. Almost a month after it all happened.
I don't have to tell you anything I don't want to. I'm in charge of this outfit.
Is that what you think this all is, Belle? That you're our boss? That you can decide what we should and shouldn't know? Am I just some workman that has to take a knee and bow my head whenever you make a demand?
Quiet.
Another demand? Well, I'm just as sick of them as...
No. On the wind. Did you hear it? Come on. We need to keep moving.
Yes. We probably should.
In silence.
Allahu Akbar. Would you all knock it off? Got enough of a headache as it is. Oh, Jamal, how could you have sunk so low? You were once the toast of Casablanca. Up there with... what's his name? The other guy. What's his face? How could you have gone from that to this?
Jamal!
Oh, right, that's why. Madeline Bernassi. Wait. Your aunt isn't here, is she?
She's missing.
Oh. Well, that's lovely. Couldn't have happened to a nicer person.
I need your help finding her.
That's not so lovely. Last time a Bernassi asked me for help, my bar was shot to hell, which blackened my name amongst what few refined clientele remained, and thus here I am. What makes you think I'm going to go out of my way to help a Bernassi? Even a miniature one.
Because my very big friend here is going to make you help us.
Wait, what? You want me to rough this man up?
Could you at least try to look intimidating?
I suppose I could.
This your boyfriend?
Excuse me?
I know, we...
He's not my boyfriend.
You didn't have to be so harsh about
it. Archie Lanley, now's not the right time.
I can see that I need to let you two work this out. So if you'll excuse me, I have an appointment with the latrine.
Sit. Unless you want that shave with a broken whiskey bottle.
All right, fine. At least let me drink while you talk. So, now that you're all nice and settled, what does your aunt got herself into this time?
Cat Udane shot her down in the Sahara.
Udane? Belle got mixed up with that crazy harlot again? Nope, nope, nope. I am not getting involved with the banshees again. That is a recipe for pain and misery.
Sit down, man.
Hands off.
I said sit. There. That's better. Like that?
Yes. Very good. Now, Jamal, this is what we need.
You! Come here! What is taking so long?
We're limited in number ever since.
If any one of you gives me another excuse, you'll end up as dead as her. I want this flying before sunrise. Understood?
Was that wise?
You should know better than to question me, Sophia. And where's my drink? God, do I have to do everything myself around here?
I'm not. Just another one of your men.
Say what you're going to say.
You're not thinking clearly, Captain.
I am. For once in my life, I know exactly what I want. Revenge.
And when you kill Bernassi, what then? What next? What happens the day after you have her head on a spike? Because if you keep this up, I'm not sure there will be anything, anyone left for you here.
What will I do? What will I do when no one has left? Will you still be there for me?
I'll be waiting for you. I promise.
How much is a promise worth in this world?
So, why does Udane hate you?
Before or after I blew up her face?
You blew up her face?
It was her or me, Kingston. And to be honest, I'm quite fond of myself.
I've noticed.
What was that?
What drove you two against one another? Is it the same with, what was her name?
Who?
You know, that female ace who tried to prove she was better than you.
I don't remember any woman who thought she was better than me.
Belle, it literally happened a few months ago. The plane got shot up and I had to fix it. It was right before you met Archer Lanley. She was even at Lord Gregario's with all the other ne'er-do-wells.
Oh! Yeah, wait! It's on the tip of my tongue. No. I've lost it.
Claudette San Ferdinando. That's it.
Who?
Never mind. You know what, Belle? I'm not sure it really matters.
What are we talking about again?
So, this is your plane?
In that it is one that I am in possession of, yes.
You mean you stole it?
Stole, borrowed, took from under the nose of a trunk. When the lights are off, who can tell the difference?
Madeline, I'm not sure I feel comfortable using a stolen airplane.
Sure you do. It's the same as using a regular plane, with a bit more danger. You wanted adventure, didn't you?
It is nothing fancy, of course, but it can get you up in the air. You have a very nice gun here on the back. Should you face any problems? Full stock of bullets, because I'm a giving man. There's even a full tank of gas, plus a spare canister in the back, which should get you there and back again, even with the additional weight of your aunt's corpse.
She's not dead.
Oh, right. Well, maybe she isn't, maybe she is. Either way, you're going to have to carry her and her friend. I know what I am hoping for, but this isn't about me and my dreams.
Just give us the keys and we'll be out of your hair.
What we agreed. How do I know it'll stand once you fly off into the wild blue whatever?
You have my word.
Words are meaningless, girl. They float from one's lips and into the air, disappearing like smoke. Give me something real.
Jamal, we agreed.
Consider this an amendment to our agreement.
I don't have anything.
Here, take this.
A pocket watch? Come now, boy, that isn't really... Oh my. Is this gold? Actual gold?
It's been in my family for nearly 50 years. My grandfather gave it to me. I think it could get you 200 francs. Maybe more. That should cover your amendment, should it not?
Yes. This will cover it nicely. Yes, very good. Here are the keys. I hope you find your aunt. Or not. I can't say I don't have a preference.
Madeline, are you all right?
I'm fine. Help me get the plane ready.
Are you sure this was the best idea? Getting involved with that criminal? Especially after what you promised him.
We don't really have a choice. He was the only way we could save Belle and Kingston.
Have you considered... There is very much a chance they could be dead.
Of course I have. But that doesn't mean we give up. That's not what we do.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Actually, Madeline, when did you learn to fly?
Kingston taught me.
Kingston? Isn't he blind?
Completely.
Oh.
What?
Here I was worrying about your aunt, but really I should be worried about us.
We're not going to die, Kingston.
Come on, you don't even believe that.
One of us has to stay positive. Lord, how did you make it through life without me? I'm a ray of bloody sunshine compared to you. If it were up to you, we would still be sitting around drinking, feeling sorry for ourselves.
So, a normal weekday then?
Is that judgment I hear in your voice?
Would you just sit for a minute?
We can't stop, Kingston, and you know that.
Do I? The nearest town will still be miles away, even if we rest for 5 minutes. Come on, sit down here on the sand. You're tired and you know it.
Fine. But only 5 minutes. We sit for 1 second longer, and I'm leaving you right here on this dune.
Understood.
To be fair, this is not the worst scrape we've ever been in.
No, it's not the worst scrape you've ever gotten us into.
I could just leave you now. God, I despise you sometimes. I would happily kill any other man for saying something like that.
Ah, but you forget, my dear Belle, I am not any kind of man.
I do wish you could see the stars.
Are they that beautiful?
It's just... Oh, I never thought there were this many. You think of the night sky with mostly pinpricks of light. But away from the humanity, it's the other way round. It's just spots of darkness in the light.
Belle, I...
Well, that's 5 minutes.
No, it wasn't. That was barely two.
I'm the one with the watch, Kingston. Unless you have one that tells the time in Braille, you're going to have to believe what I say.
Fine. Though I'm certain you're lying.
Of course I am. It's part of my charm.
Ma'am.
You'd better have good news for me.
Your plane is ready.
Get it started, then. I want to be in the air in 10 minutes. Sophia!
Yes?
Any more comments before I go?
Even if I did, I do not think you would listen, Catherine.
I told you to! I'll see you when I return. And I will hand you the head of Belle Benassi.
And why would I want that?
Because I want you to have it. As a reminder.
A reminder of what?
A reminder of what happens to those who cross me.
What should we do now, ma'am?
Get me a radio. There's a call I have to make.
Sun's beginning to rise. We should make camp.
Wait. Do you hear that? In the distance?
Hear what? It's a plane.
Do you think it's Madeline?
Can't tell. It's Udane.
There you are, you hound!
Come on!
Oh, I knew we should have stayed at the wreck.
Oh, do shut up!
Are you sure you know how to fly this plane, Madeline?
Sure! It's like riding a bike, with a lot more horsepower, a propeller, and if we mess up, we're hundreds of feet in the air.
You're imbuing me with a lot of confidence.
Would you like to take the controls?
No! Keep your hand on the stick. Do you have any idea where we are going?
To their last known location. It's about another 20 miles due east.
Straight into the sun, you mean? It's almost poetic.
What?
It's almost poetic!
What?
Never mind.
What was that?
Never mind!
No, I want to know!
No, I said... Never mind, look!
What? Where?
Over there. 3 o'clock.
That's 11 o'clock!
I gave up my pocket watch, remember?
I can see Belle and Kingston! But there's another plane! It's Udane!
What are we gonna do?
You're gonna learn how to fire that gun!
Me? But I can't... What if I kill her?
Then you'll have learned your lessons well!
How is this supposed to work? This is a lot different than that time in Monaco.
Same principle! You grab hold of the handles, wrap your 4 fingers around the triggers, point it where you want the bullets to go, and squeeze down!
Is that all?
Yep, but try aiming for where she is going to be. Make sense?
Yes, I think. Yes, certainly, yes. Oh my, this feels incredibly dangerous.
Then this is the part where you start laughing!
I don't feel like laughing!
She's banking around! Quickly, we have to... Oh, no.
Oh, no? Oh, no what?
Where the hell did she find a bloody plane like that?
What are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
It's Madeline. I have no idea what she did or how she did it, but she's here trying to get herself killed.
Shouldn't this be a good thing? She's trying to save our lives.
You're not her aunt.
How's the girl doing?
Better than you'd expect. Where did she learn to fly like that?
Yes, I wonder.
My God, she did a bloody corkscrew while doing a barrel roll.
Yes, she had a very good teacher indeed.
Well, she did learn from the very best.
Why, thank you.
You? I was referring to myself.
You? I taught her how to fly after we saved you from the cabin window.
You can't even see.
Which makes me all the more impressive.
Please, she's seen me fly more than she's ever seen you do. Whatever it is you think is flying.
You're just jealous that a blind man is a better pilot.
You keep telling yourself that. The gun is pretty awful.
It's probably Archer Lanley.
Him? Why would Madeline bring him?
Isn't that obvious?
What's obvious?
She and him?
She and him what?
You know what? When it comes to romance, I really shouldn't expect you to see what is clearly happening right under your nose.
Aim for where she is going to be! Where she is going to be! Not where she is! What part of that don't you understand?
The part where you keep spinning us around so I can't get a clear shot!
I am trying to avoid getting shot ourselves!
Well, can you give me a clean shot while you're at it?
Well, all right then. Hold tight.
Absolutely. It's just...
There are Kingston and Aunt Belle! I'm bringing this in for a landing.
And now we're back to reality.
You're the landing. Pretty impressive on soft sand.
Lots of jangling and jumbling. She still has a lot to learn.
I think I taught her pretty well.
Enough, Kingston. You did fine work with Madeline, but don't push your luck. You've been angling after something all day. Now, out with it.
Nothing. It's nothing.
Hey there, strangers. Come around here often?
Madeline Jeanette Benassi, that was by far one of the most foolhardy things you have ever done. You could have gotten yourself killed.
Aunt Belle, let's not pretend you wouldn't have done the exact same thing for me.
That's not the point. I am your aunt, and I'm expected to be the one doing the scary, death-defying feats of danger that scare the bloody hell out of me. You are a damn brave fool, you silly girl. Where did you get this plane? And what did it cost you?
Far too much.
Fine. Keep your secrets. Just so long as you share the water. Besides, once we get my old girl out of the sands and repaired, we'll have 2 planes to our name. We'll practically have a fleet. Now scoot over. I'm going to fly us home.
Hello, Madame Bernassi.
Madame Mazelle Archer Lanley. I'm not married or ancient yet, and we need to work on your shooting.
Yes, Mademoiselle Bernassi. Madeline, if you like, you could sit back here with me.
She'll be sitting up here with me.
I need to show her a thing or two if she's going to get better at flying. Kingston, you sit with Archie.
Don't worry, kid. I know exactly how you feel.
That's not much comfort.
No, it isn't.
You boys say something?
Well, that is...
No.
Thought not. So, Madeline, the trick with a liftoff from sand is to make sure you start slow and then...
Of course, that wasn't the end of you, Dane. She survived the crash, but when she made it back to civilization... Well, let's just say that she shouldn't have treated her crew so poorly. Ah, here we are. I can't believe your mother's never brought you down here. It's my favorite place in the whole world. Well, save for Shanghai.
It is very beautiful, Grandma Maddie.
You know, you have a very good mother.
Well, she had a very good mother too, Grandma.
I suppose. Not that I learned by example, anyway. At least not from...
Grandma Maddie? Why did you drive us down here?
Never mind. That's enough storytelling for one day. Sometimes it's good to go off on an adventure. And sometimes it's good to stay put.
Queens of the Sapphire Sea, Episode 105, Just Deserts. Written by Adam Lance Garcia. Created, sound recorded, and sound designed by Steel Tyler Filipek. Produced by Adam Lance Garcia and Steel Tyler Filipek. Starring the vocal work of Catherine Frey, Johnny Pomato, Sarah Smithton, Gianmarco Ceresi, Callista Taslin, Laura Miller, Melissa Marie, Steel Tyler Filipek, and Evangelia Artemis. Music by Adam Nash. For a full list of sound effects credits, please visit our website, RadioRoomShow.com. Or check us out on Twitter at Real Radio Room for news, updates, and more information. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, Pocket Casts, Stitcher, or any fine podcatcher.